This is the Parallax for Monday, March 30th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with a historic milestone, and not the kind any government wants to celebrate. The Department of Homeland Security shutdown has now reached its 44th day, surpassing the previous record and becoming the longest partial government shutdown in American history. The Senate is set to meet today, where unanimous consent on a House bill could resolve the impasse, but a single objection from any senator would keep the funding frozen. Senator John Fetterman has warned publicly that the shutdown is putting World Cup security preparations significantly behind, citing TSA staffing losses. How outlets are framing this tells an interesting story. The Guardian emphasizes the historic nature of the impasse and the dizzying array of proposals without resolution. Fox News focuses on what to expect when the Senate convenes, the mechanics of unanimous consent, and the real risk that any one senator can block it. The BBC cuts to the human impact, reporting travel chaos at U.S. airports. And the Daily Wire zeroes in on a split outcome. TSA agents should receive paychecks Monday or Tuesday under a Trump order, but it remains unclear when or whether ICE agents will be pulled from airports. Turning to the streets now. Organizers say more than 8 million people participated in over 3,300 No Kings protests across the United States and in more than a dozen countries on Saturday, making it the third major wave of demonstrations against the Trump administration. In Los Angeles, police fired pepper balls and tear gas at approximately 150 protesters outside a federal detention center, with dozens arrested. The event drew celebrity attention too. Bruce Springsteen performed at a flagship rally in Minnesota, and the government responded. ICE issued a warning after demonstrators vandalized a federal building with threats against agents. The coverage diverges in important ways. The BBC and The Guardian report on the scale and the clashes with law enforcement. The Daily Wire leads with ICE's threats and describes the event as a riot. Mother Jones focuses on the historically massive scale, 8 million participants, and notes that Trump's approval rating has fallen to 36%, described as a record low since his return to office. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is preparing to hear one of the most consequential cases of the year. On Wednesday, the justices will hear oral arguments on President Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship, a case that could fundamentally reinterpret the 14th Amendment and affect millions of people born in the United States to non-citizen parents. Currently, all children, regardless of immigration status, have the right to K-12 public education, but a ruling against birthright citizenship could complicate access to schools and colleges. Public polling shows Americans are deeply divided on the question. Now to the international crisis deepening across the Middle East. The U.S.-Israel war on Iran has entered its fifth week with no peace deal in sight. Over 3,500 additional U.S. troops, including 2,500 Marines aboard the USS Tripoli, have arrived in the region, bringing total U.S. troop presence to more than 50,000. The Pentagon has been preparing for weeks of potential ground operations inside Iran, according to Washington Post reporting. House Majority Leaders Steve Scalise and Senator James Lankford have both declined to rule out supporting a ground troop deployment. And opening a new front entirely, Houthi militants in Yemen launched their first missile barrage at Israel since the conflict began. Bloomberg reports U.S. and Israeli forces are pressing ahead with strikes, while Trump has stated Iran gave the U.S. most of its demands from a 15-point plan, though Tehran had previously rejected the proposal, and it remains unclear if either side is actively negotiating. The Guardian reports lawmakers responded with alarm to Pentagon ground operation preparations, describing the conflict as entering a new, more dangerous phase. Al Jazeera quotes Trump saying he wants to take the oil in Iran and is considering seizing Karg Island, Iran's key oil export hub. Meanwhile, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps threatened to strike American and Israeli universities in the Middle East in retaliation for strikes on two Iranian university campuses. This conflict is reshaping global energy markets in real time. Brent crude has climbed to $116.25 per barrel, a 3.3% rise, as the fifth week of war threatens Red Sea shipping routes and damages critical infrastructure. That's the Parallax for Monday, March 30th. Thanks for listening.